extension, and then it's granted by Taney County. So it's a request and a grant until 2005. So the request is done again, and all through these requests, they refer to the Legends of Branson Creek as a 67 condominium style owner single family unit development above the 8th and 9th holes. They talk about inside of here about time sharing, about hotels, motels, restaurants, and all of those things. And on March, or I'm sorry, on April, let me just find this. On April 13th, 2005, from Greg Smith, Taney County Planning Administrator, he says, I've reviewed the Branson Creek project as referenced in Division 3 Permit 95-15. Viewing this in terms of an extended project, we have determined that the use of the land has been established. Therefore, extensions for this permit are no longer required. However, should Branson Creek decide to make any major alterations in any of the areas covered by this permit, additional review by this office would be required. And, of course, any phases not previously permitted will require Division 3 action. I won't go through the letter that Bob actually sent because you have it there and you've probably seen it anyway. But I guess my question to you gentlemen would be, if you were sitting in my position and you received everything that I just shared with you, what would you do? Would you invest? I mean, I had nowhere else to go because the county says that I could do it, specifically mentions my neighborhood there, and then there's 20 years worth of applications going back and forth of agreement or request agreement, till finally Taney County, in my opinion, said, you don't have to ask us anymore. You're approved. So I'll tell you tonight, if I didn't have my house under contract to be sold, I probably wouldn't be here. It's been kind of a disheartening and frustrating procedure here, because I feel like I'm in compliance already, but I'm forced at hand because my house is for sale for the third time, mind you. Okay, so there's other stuff going on inside of Branson Creek as well, with versus permanent homeowners and renters. But I'm not going to get into that. What I'm going to talk about is, you know, I've spent a lot of time with this and driving back and forth 7 hours. This is not what I do for a living. I don't do this for a living. This is an investment property. That's all it is. The last meeting that we were here, I heard about, you know, all they want to do is make a buck. That's not true. You know, we come here and we pour into the community as well when we come here. But the people that come here and vacation and stay in our homes, that home, that during peak season, it rents for over $3,000 a week. So it's not riffraff that's staying in there. It's people that spend good hard-earned money, and we have a lot of rules and regulations inside of our contract, a lot of rules and regulations. And I'm just telling you, we abide by those. If we get, and we've gotten calls of complaints, I'm not going to tell you that we haven't, we jump on those immediately. I own another home. I've owned two other homes here. I own one right now in Branson Canyon. I put a letter in about our umbrella Division 3 permit inside of Branson Canyon. To me, it looks no different than everything that's been approved over the last 20 years. I get it that emotions run high in these type of things. I get it. But look, I've got $305,000 sitting on the table right now. Who's going to take up for that? I've already lost one sale at $305,000 and another one at $315,000. I should have been out of this by August of 2016. But I've had to continue doing this. It's cost me thousands of dollars to continue paying on that home. And I've lost a house that I was going to build over on the lake, a 7-bedroom house. So I lost that as well because I needed to do a 1031 exchange with the property there. I don't think the people that live there permanent, I think they're good people. I had an opportunity to talk to them afterwards. I think they're good people. I don't think they know that the people that they're dealing with from a neighborhood standpoint. So I don't really have anything else to say. I'd take some questions. I do have one other thing, and I think it's a touchy subject, but I'm just going to tell you, I think there's a conflict of interest. Mr. Kitchen, I think it's you. I don't think that he should. He lives in Branson Creek. He's a permanent resident. You're for permanent residency. You're against nightly rentals in Branson Creek. I think that's a conflict of interest. I think I need to just go on saying, on the record saying, I believe that's a conflict of interest, because we're minus one already, in my opinion. So, you know, I've provided everything that you've asked me to do, and so I'm just asking for the approval of 115 Greystone. If you want me to comment on the Dia Giovanni's, I can do that. They're the ones that are wanting to buy the property. They're under contract right now. That if this goes through, then we would move to that sale. Any questions, gentlemen?
Anybody got a question?
Well, I have a comment. The special use permits are non-transferable, correct?
Unless approved by the Planning Commission is what it reads in the decision of record. So that's your decision.
And we talked about this last meeting we had, and you can't come in here and get a permit for somebody else on the thing. We just haven't done it that way in the past, and I don't think we're going to start in.
That's totally up to you guys. So, totally up to the commission.
The applicant requested a permit to be transferred. That's the whole idea of a special use permit, that it cannot be transferred.
I was told to do it that way. That's the reason I did it.
What did you say, Doug?
No.
Special use permit cannot be.
Yeah.
Period. Who told you to do that?
Bob Atchley.
Mm-hmm. This is Bob's
now I think
decision of record for the transfer without Planning Commission approval. So he's left
so
it.
If we would approve it that way, it could be done.
Correct. That's how he's left
we
it.
We never have in the past.
We've never approved one.
Let me be clear. I think the homeowners that would purchase it are more than willing to stand before and get a Division III permit and go through the process as well.
Anybody else got any questions? Well, on the 21st.
All right, thank you.
Tuesday. I think that's on Tuesday.
Thank you.
John Boyer.
For the sake of time, we've already said our piece, so we have no further comments at this point, unless you have any questions for us.
We're just here because we want to continue to do what we're doing and continue the nightly rentals. And I spoke last time when we were here, so I didn't sign it tonight. But
okay.
A lot of what Don said is our evidence, but we are committed to the community. I mean, we eventually want to retire to that community. 08 and 09 kind of threw us a little bit of a curveball. So the opportunity to have the nightly rentals allowed us to bridge the gap until we could get here.
Okay.
So we're hoping that the next couple of years we can get down here and be permanent residents.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, are you still on permit number 33? Did we have anybody from the public to speak on that one?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm getting sidetracked. Yeah, on Don Phillips' deal, anybody that wants to speak would be Russell.
Shadowwork. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I appreciate the time.
Sorry about that.
A lot of the comments are directed at all of the Branson Creek properties, and so in the interest of time and out of the respect for everyone that's here, I'm going to try to condense them all into one set of comments. I sent a detailed letter to the commission. Did everybody get a copy of it? And I've got extra copies if anybody needs it. I represent Karen Murphy and Susan Smith that are homeowners in the Branson Creek development. The applications seek commission approval for special use permits authorizing the applicants to rent their properties on a nightly basis, which is practice prohibited by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Branson Creek Master Declaration. Unless there's a permit. As a threshold matter, the applicants seek approval for permits which would, if granted, immediately violate the permit numerous provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And that's all we have to work with at this time. Move away all the smoke and mirrors, all the emotions. We have a set of rules in place that we need to respect and abide by. Section 4.715 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code requires a 25-foot buffer between any structure utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use. None of the applications that I've seen include the required buffer, nor has any applicant proposed or submitted plans for the required buffer. Section 4.7.2 requires, among other things, quote, a site plan shall be submitted with an application for a nightly rental special use permit, which identifies the location of the required off-street parking. We haven't seen that either. We haven't seen any provisions for overflow parking as well. Section 4.7.6 requires, quote, a compliance letter that shall be submitted from the local fire district with an application for the nightly rental special use permit, ensuring adequate fire suppression, I think that means sprinklers, and the provision of the provision occupancy limits. According to the applications that I've seen from this office, not one application includes the requisite compliance letter or even evidence the application has even applied for it. Additional compliance issues, sections 4.7.8-4.7.12 require additional compliance and approvals from the Taney County Assessor's Office, the Taney County Collector's Office, the Missouri Department of Revenue, the Taney County Health Department. I've not seen any evidence of compliance on these particular applications. So in light of those, just in light of those numerous code violations, the application should be denied. Moreover, and as this commission is aware, no special use permit may issue which causes the applicant, the recipient of the permit, to violate the applicable declaration of covenants of record. The applications and the present use of Branson Creek properties for nightly rentals violate a number of provisions of the Branson Creek Master Declarations, including Branson Creek owners, quote unquote, as defined in the declaration, are the only authorized property occupants. The guests, quote unquote, of owners must be accompanied by a member at all times during which a guest is utilizing the common property, as those terms are elsewhere defined in the declaration. That's the declaration, Article 7. The applications and the existing nightly rental activities are in clear violation of the above provisions, and that many of the applicants clearly state that they live hundreds of miles away from the nightly rental activities and have no intention of accompanying the proposed guests, quote unquote. Branson Creek Declaration further prohibits the use of any property from being used for any purpose other than for which it was originally approved. That's the declaration at Section 9. Article 9 further defines, provides for, and restricts signage placement, disposition of trash and debris, parking of various vehicles, nuisances, clothes hanging, machinery, etc. To date, the nightly rental activities outlined in the applications are in continuing violation of those provisions. And I hear a lot of the applicants say, well, when I bought it, the realtor told me this, or when I bought it, the association told me this. That's not my client's fault. We need nightly rental restrictions in Taney County. We don't want to turn into Panama City. And I'm a little bit surprised, with all due respect, I've got a lot of friends that are realtors, and I know that they don't like me speaking in opposition to this, but I'm a little bit surprised to see the realtors coming out in favor of this, because you would think that they would be in favor of long-term stability for the neighborhoods and not just the quick turnover of the properties. But I appreciate the commission's time, and I'll take any questions.
Anybody got any questions?
Did I stick with 5 minutes?
Huh?
Did I stick with 5 minutes?
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Barely. But you did. Jeremy.
Worley.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Let me speak first. I have my own thing to say. You can come back in just a minute. Did you want to? No, that's okay. I've got what I'm going to say, Dina. Okay, all right.
What
thanks.
Are we doing?
I'm here as a private citizen. I am a real estate broker. We have properties listed in the area. I just wanted to speak to a quick comment that you guys mentioned before. I've been in here a number of times and seen an applicant. I've seen the current property owner, you know, speak, or the applicant speak to a special use permit or to a Division 3 permit. We've seen that done in the past. I mean, I was just in here last month when the Bartons sold me a property. So that has happened in the past, correct? I've witnessed it a number.
You can have a representative,
right?
But you can't take out an application for a special use permit for someone else.
Okay. All right. Just wanted some clarification on that for my own future use. I just want to speak to four things real quick. It's my birthday today. I got kids at home wanting daddy to come home and have some ice cream cake, so I'll promise I'll make it quick. So I do, just out of respect for the county and the people here, I did just want to address a little bit of that conflict of interest thing, Mr. Kitchen. I think everybody here knows you as an honorable man, and I don't want to do anything that would harm the county or the taxpayers or you personally. I just found some things here that... have to deal with Missouri statutes here, and this is from the Missouri Ethics Commission, which basically says who is required to follow conflict of interest laws.